You know, I can almost point to the exact day I knew I wanted to become an actor. When I was a kid in Portales, I used to go every Saturday afternoon and see a Western movie. And generally I saw either Roy Rogers or Gene Autry or somebody like that. But one Saturday afternoon, I saw a completely different Western. I saw The Treasure of the Sierra Madre that was directed by John Huston. And since I wanted to become an actor, you'd think I had become a fan of the actors of the film, but Humphrey Bogart, Tim Holt, Walter Huston. But I didn't. I became a fan of the director of the film, John Huston. And I'm honored to say that in the last year of John's life, we became really close friends. John was dying of emphysema, and he loved to play poker. And he would invite four or five of us over to his house of an afternoon, and we would play poker for a couple of hours until he got tired. And then he would have a meal brought in, and then we would spend the next two or three or four hours having the most wonderful, deep, scintillating conversations I've ever been involved with. I really treasure that last year of John's life. And the very night that he died was such a dramatic time that I wanted to write a song about it. Because in addition to loving poker, he also loved songs of the Mexican Revolution. And he always encouraged us to sing and play Mexican music when we were around him. And the night, we were supposed to be having an Irish wake the night he was dying. And John and Maricela were in the bedroom. And the rest of us were out in the living room playing music. But we weren't playing Irish music. We were playing Mexican music. And I don't know if it was the music that he was hearing or what, but at some point, John opened his eyes and turned to Maricela, and he said, "Do we have enough rifles?" And she said, "Yes, John, we have plenty of rifles." And he said, "Yes, but do we have enough bullets?" She said, "Yes, John, we have plenty of bullets." So he took her hand and held it up, and he said, "Then give them hell." And those were his last words. So when I was writing the song, I wanted to put a Mexican flavor at the beginning, but I didn't get a song from the Mexican Revolution. I remembered a song that I learned in college, I think, called El Burro. And it was about a town in Mexico that was so poor that they only had one burro for the entire town, did all the work. And when the burro died, they gave the burro a funeral. So I thought John would love the irony of being associated with a funeral song for a jackass.